This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friends, working our way through a Thursday radio program and a Thursday on the world stage. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Michelle Gershon and Kara Shelley. What? Who is this woman? Who is Michelle Gershon? I did it right, didn't I? I did.
No.
Huh?
You did not.
I still didn't do it right?
Gershon.
Why do I do that? I have the hard J, but it's spelled with a G.
No, it's spelled with a J, but people get it confused all the time. It
is. What I managed to follow that up. My first breath of fresh air with you. But I've known you for, how long have I known you? A couple of years? How long? When did I first meet you?
Yeah, I think, we met a long time ago, but I don't know if you made more of an impression on me than I must have made on you the first time. And then we reconnected, I think, years later. And yes, so I've known you a few years now.
All right. So just for your listening and dancing pleasure, this lady is here to help us, but perhaps to find a home. As most of you know, the last week and a half has been miserable for Jennifer Horn. She is still under the weather. Improving, but she had a complication of a disconnected retina, or separated, what they call a detached retina, and under the circumstances had a very difficult time. Sort of they put gas bubbles in her eye and try to make it so that her eyeball wouldn't move, and she's not supposed to move, so she gets up to go to the bathroom, and her mother feeds her, and that's about it. She hasn't moved much for 8 or 9 days. And apparently has another week or so of that to make sure that when the thing is reattached, it will be healthy and well. We'll talk to Dr. Jack Stockwell a little bit more about that. Remind me at the bottom of the hour. But so let's talk about Michelle for a moment. Michelle Gershon.
Woo-hoo.
From New Jersey. Are you a native Jerseyanite? Or what do you call native?
Well, I live in Manhattan now in New York, but I used to live in New Jersey because I was hosting a radio talk show on 101.5 there.
Yes.
But yeah, so I'm originally from Long Island, New York, and then moved into Manhattan in New Jersey. And so I've been around this area for most of my life.
Doing television and radio and stuff here, there, everywhere on the East Coast, kind of, right?
Yeah, exactly. I do traffic reporting for a news station here in New York, New York One, and then I do a travel radio show right now once a week in New York.
And you didn't take my advice and take that job in Philadelphia. I can't imagine.
Well, that was a whole other... I did. It was a whole other...
Oh, you did?
Story.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know you did that.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you off the air what ended up happening with that.
All right,
but happy to be here.
Good. I'm happy to have you along as a person who has a brain and has something to say, something to add. So you would just say Michelle J. What have you... You've always used your full name. Some of the people in the air now want to build themselves around a single name.
So we could go with Michelle or MJ or whatever is easier.
You know what I was thinking about? No, I think Michelle will respect your whole thing. But I was thinking what the old-timers would do with this Michelle with an L.
Right.
It's Michelle with an L here on Good Day. Okay, so there is a controversy today, a number of things that are in the focus, and I'm not one who stays away from controversy. I kind of think it's good. It's good stimulating stuff. There is a new bill in Georgia that was passed yesterday, sent on to the governor for a signature. It's called the Georgia Religious Liberty Bill. And what it does is bring about threats of boycotts to Georgia. If the governor signs this anti-gay religious liberty law, is what has been called by some. There are people, there have been a lot of movies made lately in Georgia. That's good for business. But yep. Disney, Viacom, let's see here, Marvel, the AMC folks are working on shows there, say they will boycott Georgia. They will move out of Georgia if this religious bill is passed. So the question is, what does it do? And as is the case, Michelle, with lots of these sorts of bills, the title, the header, is usually something that is devious and distracting because it doesn't really say what the bill is. It's like the Patriot
right.
Act, which is not patriotic at all. So in this circumstance, how do people understand? Maybe that's the best question. How do you understand when you look at these things and if you're interested at all in government or what, even if you weren't interested in government, this is a social thing.
Absolutely. And you know what? And for all of these movie companies to be boycotting it, it really says something. And it says a statement. You know, what are you doing? In these day and age, you really can't pass a bill like this.
Well, what are they doing? I guess that's pretty much it. The fact that it's referred to as an anti-gay bill, I suppose, in
right,
a manner of speaking.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that sort of puts it into perspective. And that's something that the South has a problem with, frankly. And I can't put it any other way. Could you see this bill passing in New Jersey or New York?
No, I can't. Definitely not New York. No, I think there would be lots of protests.
So what's the difference? Yeah. What's the difference in being from Georgia? And I would ask this of people who live there versus New York. Why do the folks in certain southern states have an attitude like this as opposed to the attitude that people have in some northern states, that whatever people do is fine as long as you don't get in my face and as long as you don't affect the way? This is a privacy issue, is it not?
Yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, I wonder if it's a north-south thing, or also I feel like a lot of places in the mid, you know, the coasts are always more liberal, even though Georgia is along the coast. But you're right. The South, just whenever I go to the South, it's another world when it comes to politics and social issues.
Mm-hmm. So how is it that we know this has been the case, and it has, go back to not just the Civil War, but before that. And if you look at where the people came from who lived in the South versus those who came to our country and lived in the North, it's a really very opening. It's an eye-opening, ear-opening, sort of brain-opening experience. These faith-based organizations. I have faith. Do you have faith? I don't know anything about your background as far as what you believe, what you don't believe. But do you believe you're a person of faith?
Yeah, I would say so. I'm not super religious, but I definitely am. But regardless of whatever my faith is, socially, I've always been of the mindset that, you know what, we can't stop other people. Giving somebody gay rights is not going to stop me from doing what I'm doing on a daily basis.
No. So why do it? What is in it for these people? That would be, and I say that these people with respect. I don't understand what it is that you think you're going to get. Here's Natasha Norman, who is a reporter in Georgia, talking about the economic impact of this if the bill becomes law.
Georgia's bill currently sits on Governor Nathan Deal's desk, waiting for approval or veto by early May. A lot of businesses are urging him to reject the bill. Like a lot of businesses. And now the NFL is telling Georgia, no Super Bowl for you. Which is particularly devastating when you realize that Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium, complete with a retractable hardtop roof, will cost Georgia $1.5 billion by the time it's completed in 2017. Georgia's booming film industry is also in jeopardy. Between 2014 and 2015, the nearly 250 film and TV productions shot in Georgia, including Ant-Man, The Hunger Games, and The Walking Dead, generated $6 billion in economic impact and created thousands of jobs.
You know, I was sitting in a restaurant on the corner of Beverly and, La Brea, I think, Sunday morning having breakfast with my children in Los Angeles, pretty much across from the CBS studios. And there was a sign on the corner. Now, remembering that L.A. is such a company town.
Right.
And pretty much everything there supports the film industry, the entertainment industry. This was not a surprise, but it's the first time I'd seen it. It was an enclosed big billboard that talked about what one $150 million movie meant to the city in terms of jobs, terms of taxation, in terms of all of the things that support the city. And it actually throws off, if a $150 million movie is made in Los Angeles, it throws off almost twice that in revenue, jobs, income, all of those sorts of things. And you can say, wait a minute, if it's only a $150 million movie, how come it throws off that? Well, look at the economic ancillary effects of the various things that come to support any business.
Absolutely.
So,
I mean, Marvel was saying that for Ant-Man, they employed 3,579 Georgians, spent more than $106 million in Georgia, and utilized 22,413 hotel rooms during filming.
Yeah. So there it is. That's great. Thank you. That's perfect. That gives us the food for thought that we were thinking about. And so are your beliefs more important than some economic influences? My guess is, especially because of Atlanta, but there are other great cities. Brunswick's a wonderful city. Savannah, there are plenty of great cities in Georgia. But because of Atlanta, the governor will not sign this because Atlanta has become such a hub for lots of television and lots of movies and lots of entertainment and things that spread out from Atlanta. Steve Harvey's daytime talk program comes from there.
Mm-hmm.
His radio show comes from there. I'm a big fan, by the way, Michelle, of Steve Harvey. That's how
so am I. And, you know, so is my mom. She would watch religiously. And when I was still single, every day she'd say, did you see Steve Harvey today? Did you see what he was saying?
Yeah.
You should go on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very, very good. There's this new show, Little Big Shots, that he's doing on Sunday. That's on NBC that he and Ellen DeGeneres produce. Really kind of an interesting foray into a world that a lot of people have been afraid to do, other than going back to the era of Art Linkletter, when people are, people say the funniest thing. I forget what the show was called, but it was mostly about young children and the things that they say and do, and I think this is sort of an update of that program. So anyway, go back to the Georgia thing for a moment. These are all the ancillary conversations that happen, and this is why, in my estimation, this governor will not sign this bill. Don't think it'll work. All right. And Michelle with a J. Michelle Jerson has decided to join us, spend some time with us on Good Day 19 After the Hour.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Aches? Pains? Looking for a solution to silence arthritis? Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream is the answer. Use it for arthritis pain, strains, sprains, bruises, and more. Don't let your achy joints and muscles slow you down. Make you feel like you again. Give Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream a try today. Beat the pain.
Available in stores nationwide.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NFIP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. Options, file availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
The Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 23 at the hour on the Good Day program. Time for us to pay attention to the late night monologues and to some of the daytime TV shows. Doug Steffen with Michelle Cherson. Michelle
yes.
J is here, and so is Kara. All right, so let's first listen to a sort of conversation. Harrison Ford's making the rounds. He's talking a little bit about Star Wars and the fact that the DVD is out next month, but he's also obviously trying to get people excited about the new Indiana Jones movie. So here he talks to Jimmy Kimmel about how fans kept the secret about what happened to him in the movie.
Are you surprised that the secret didn't get out, the death of Han?
It's pretty amazing, actually, that people sort of respected their fellow audience members to the extent that it didn't get around.
It was
fantastic.
I think people knew that they would actually get killed if they revealed the ending of the movie.
I think they knew that I would show up at their house and beat the
That's the real reason.
Harrison Ford is a tough interview, Michelle. The reputation, anyway, is that he doesn't really like doing them.
Right.
And if you listen to some of the interviews, listening to some of the stuff that came out of Ellen when she tried to talk to me, it was like, hello, hi, yes, no.
It's like you're in this business long enough. You would think you have a PR rep helping you with that.
Well, yeah, maybe. That's a point. And that's something that's very revealing, in fact, because a lot of these people, as Michelle is suggesting, are people who have an entourage with them, and they're sort of prepped as to how to deal. And then the host of the program is given suggested questions. I always, people say to me when I interview folks, what are you going to ask them? And I say, I don't know. And people look at me or they say, what do you mean you don't know? I say, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what I'm going to ask them. I'm going to not talk to them. When I had the two Trump boys on in the Michelle in Manchester studio in New Hampshire during the New Hampshire primaries, I've never asked them the same questions everybody else asks because you already know what the answer is. So I wanted to know what it was like to go out to dinner with their father. And we talked about the night before they went to an Italian restaurant in Manchester and had a great time. They had a big table in the middle of the room. Everybody came around. They all had lots of fun. I want to know about that.
The juicy stuff.
Of course it is. All right. Speaking of juicy, here is Ellen DeGeneres from her program yesterday joking about why people are telling Hillary Clinton to smile.
Here's something that happened last week that got my goat. Hillary Clinton had just won all the Tuesday primaries on her way to securing the nomination and becoming the first female president. She gave a very passionate speech, and then someone, I don't want to say it was a man, it was a bunch of men, they said Hillary needs to smile more. So here's something you should never tell a woman. Smile, relax, calm down, or drink
that.
Less. Now, I know Hillary, and I know that there are plenty of things that make her smile, like her daughter, her granddaughter, when there's a sale on pantsuits. But it's not just Hillary. It happens to women all the time. I hear women complain that men, like, when they're walking down the street, men will say, smile, like, which is crazy.
I hate that.
Who walks in L.A.? Nobody. And besides, if you did walk around smiling all day, people would say, wipe that smile off your face. You can't win. I'm not against smiling. I think we should all do it more. Women, men, cats, Clint Eastwood, all of us. But we should do it on our own terms.
When you're smiling... When you're smiling. Okay, so back to late night for a moment. Here is Conan O'Brien joking about the president going to the baseball game.
The president completed his historic trip to Cuba. That was a big deal. Yesterday, I don't know if you saw this. I thought this was fascinating. Yesterday, President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro watched a baseball game between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Cuban national baseball team, which is cool. That was neat that they did that. Yeah, the Rays won, so the Cuban team was sent to prison. Yeah, they're not laughing, yeah. So it was a great game. There was an exciting moment when a Cuban player stole third base and then tried to slide into Miami, which I thought was interesting.
That was okay. I find that most of the late night stuff is banal, and I'm less likely to use it than back in the day. I mean, Jay Leno was terrific, in my opinion, and the best other than Carson. And, you know, they squandered that at NBC. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Do you ever wish you had the perfect words for a situation? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carthy. We've all been faced with that overwhelming news that leaves us speechless. We've all, no doubt, messed up at times and hurt others, and again, just didn't know what to say afterwards. It's normal to get awestruck by life. It's normal to not always know what to say, but there are some things that you can always keep in mind when situations like these arise. First, understand that you're a human being. You're not perfect. You're not supposed to be. And it really is okay to not have all the answers. Second, and most importantly, be honest about what's going on with you. For example, saying something like, wow, honestly, I don't know what to say right now. I want to say the right thing, but the words just aren't coming to me. Or something to that effect is helpful because it shows that, one, you're human, and two, you're authentic. Honesty and authenticity go a lot farther than getting tripped up in your ego or needing to be right. For help finding your authentic voice, visit drchristianconti.com.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with a limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Add select three packs of the Dario electric guitar strings, just $8.99. Create a masterpiece in your home studio with a Harbinger 5-channel mixer, just $39. Or sing it loud with a wireless vocal microphone, also just $39. Don't miss your chance to make music this weekend only at Guitar Center.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear you.
33 after the hour now. This is a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends. We have all assemblage here. Dr. Jack Stockwell will be joining us in a few minutes talking about donating organs. Also, there is a concern about sleep apnea that has arisen. So we will, as we arise, get to that. Also, Michelle Gerson is here. I'll get that. After 10 years, I don't know.
It wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be the same.
I know. Michelle with a J. All right, she's joining us. Jen Jen may not be back. She may be back next week. Not sure about that. So Michelle has graciously agreed and consented to be here and work her way through some of the fun things that we do. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Rich has gone to New York for something, I don't know what, but he'll, I'm sure, survive. So
we'll take care of him.
Yeah, you'll take care of him. Speaking of surviving, somebody who I had great admiration for as a broadcaster and as a human being, because he was, I only came across his path once in my life, but it impacted me. And one of the things that I think I liked most about Joe Garagiola was his smile and the fact that it went all the way up to the back of his head. He was one of those guys who joked a lot. I remember hearing him tell the story about his 9-year career in Major League Baseball. Quote, "Not only was I not the best catcher in the majors, I wasn't even the best catcher on my street growing up." That's because he grew up on the same street as Yogi Berra did.
Oh, wow.
St. Louis.
Tough competition.
How about that, right? Joe has passed away. You probably heard this by now. He was 90. But this guy, during his career, set a standard for knowledge, He was relatable as a sportscaster. He was a broadcaster for 57 years, a very strong part of the Today Show. He was on for almost 30 years at NBC. This was a guy who, when you heard him, you couldn't mistake him. Here he is.
My bat and my glove could not get me close to the Hall of Fame. I know that. I'm lucky, proud, and I'm grateful. When I called Yogi, and we talk a lot, I said to him, Yogi, I'm going to get the Ford Frick Award. And as only Yogi would put it, you got to understand this beautiful guy. If you do, tell me so I can understand him. I mean, who else, when I was recuperating from the some surgery I had, called me and said, are you playing golf? And I said, no, Yogi, I haven't played in 6 weeks. He reassured me. He said, don't worry. You always play better when you don't play. Well, I don't remember not ever knowing Yogi. We did grow up across the street. And when I said to him, Yogi, I'm coming to Cooperstown for the Ford Frick Award, he said, what took you so long?
Just a neat guy. And you know, always a smile. Kara, what other, you have some sound from one of his, of all the people, I grew up with Kurt Gowdy in Boston. Mel Allen, many of the New Yorkers listening grew up with him in New York. And then there's the legend, he's still at it now, my mind has gone out, the guy from Milwaukee. Isn't that awful? Jack, who's the guy from Milwaukee that everybody laughs at? He was a comedian, movie star, but he was Euchre. I worked it around my own brain. Thank you.
Pick.
Good job.
No,
Bob.
Bob Euchre.
Bob Euchre. Yeah, Bob.
Right,
yeah.
But kind of, he's, I think, the last of that breed of guys that knew how to do this and had so much fun with it. Anyway, what else have you got, Kara, for us?
Surprisingly, there's not a lot of clips of him actually announcing.
No, really?
Yeah.
There are a lot of people. He started his broadcast career in 1961. He worked with Kurt Gowdy. He worked with Tony Kubek. And he worked with Bob Costas when Costas was a kid. And the interesting thing, I've said this on the air any number of times. I worked at KMOX in St. Louis for a couple of times over the course of a couple of years. I was working for CBS, and they had me going back and forth between three or four different stations. And I spent some time at KMOX and realized there that some of the greatest broadcasters we have in our country came out of that radio station. When you think about it, Costas was one of them. Joe was another one. And there were any number of people. Art Fleming, who was the great talk television. He was an MC for years. Jack Buck, Carney. I think about these guys that I used to see when I was there. And so, and maybe because of their Midwestern roots, maybe that's what makes guys like that work. Because they don't sound like the North, they don't sound like the South, they don't sound like the East, they don't sound like the West. They just kind of sound like they love baseball in this case. I mean, who? Kurt Gowdy and Mel Allen. Think about that. And most of you are listening. I don't think, Michelle, you probably even know who those guys are. Right?
I'm just kind of sitting back. But I can attest to the fact that, yes, they have the Midwestern character. I think that says a lot about a person.
Yeah, right. Kara's younger than you are, doesn't have a clue who I'm talking about. Do you even, Kara, do you pay any attention to baseball at all or sports? I've never asked you that.
As far as sports go, yes. Baseball, not really.
No.
Not much.
Okay. All right. What about you, Michelle? What's your favorite sport?
I like going to baseball games. I enjoy. I don't really follow any per se, but if there's a good game, or especially if it's the finals, I'll watch whatever it is.
Yeah. Anyway, certainly he needs to be attended to. The memory of Joe Garagiola. And some people pronounce it Garagiola, whatever, however, the many difference. Everybody know who you meant. Joe G., kind of like Michelle J. here on Good Day.
Yes,
20
right.
minutes before the hour. A moment or two on Brussels. A lot of comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Belgians are hunting that third man after the Islamic bombings. If you check that story out, it's trending at DougStefan.com. You'll follow along here. Michelle, in terms of you're in New York, I tend to find that the bigger cities tend to, on television, especially on the radio, not glamorize, but they sensationalize these stories. And when you get right down to it, the bottom line is you are more likely, more of a chance to get hit by lightning or win the lottery than you will ever have in your entire life of being involved in some terrorist attack. But yet, all the planes going to Europe yesterday, half full, people canceling right and left.
Right.
And,
yep.
And, you know.
I know, it's scary. It's like, you know, on one hand, I agree with you. I think, you know, as soon as something goes on anywhere in the world, New York City says it's beefing up its security, and it's great, and we see it everywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know what to think of that, because, yes, there is a part of me that I can't lie, that when I get on the subway, I think, is there going to be some crazy person on here, because New York is a target.
Yeah.
It is such a big city, so
what
I understand that. But on the flip side, yeah, I think it is.
Well, in that circumstance, they win. In essence.
Right.
Okay,
exactly.
Let's see here.
I wish none of it got publicized.
Yeah, right. There's Bob commenting, it's great that the folks in charge figure out who the bombers are after the fact. How about before? Question yeah. about the relevance of all this surveillance stuff. Connie writes, this was not about religion. The terrorists are thugs, thieves looking to draw attention to their miserable loser lives. There's something to be said for that. Barbara, more people murdered in Turkey in the last 2 weeks by bombers, including two American citizens. Nobody seems to care about that. You know, it's interesting. That sort of was in the back of my eye. I remember seeing something that about that in the corner of my eye, but it didn't really have much impact on me.
Yeah. I wonder if it's because of the Brussels, because the other guy was just arrested last week who was behind the Paris attacks.
Mm-hmm.
He was found in Brussels, and
yep.
That's probably why.
Could be. Pamela writes, I'm glad some of the news is focusing on those who were killed. I appreciate the opportunity to learn a bit more about the victims. Productive people going about their productive lives taken away from us. Condolences to all those whose lives they have touched. And that's a pretty sensitive way of overviewing the situation, because you got to move on. Speaking of that, 42 past the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us next here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k.
To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Control, this is QL1. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy, showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QL1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Yeah. All right, 45 past the hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day Program. Michelle Jerzin is here. Kara Schoen is here. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. The ladies are thrilled with us talking about my prostate off the air, I'm betting.
It's so sexy at 6:45 in the morning.
All right. So, Dr. Jack is the owner-operator, the coordinator. He and his wife, Mary, have a great website, The Forbidden. Michelle, go to this site, theforbiddendoctor.com, and you will see lots of things in there that are nothing but helpful. Podcasts galore over the past year and a half or so. Hundreds of thousands of people downloading this information every week. So you can find out what's this week's focus again, Jack?
The one that comes out tomorrow is introducing ageless thyroid, better sex, weight loss, and mental clarity for our new ageless thyroid product. The one that came out last week that's still up right now is grain, celiac disease, and leaky gut.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Such a hot topic now.
Yeah, it is sort of. Now, let's talk a little bit about, somebody sent me a note, celiac reminds me of the way this is pronounced. There's a tea called Essiac, E-S-S-I-A-C, and somebody wondered, because it's been around, I remember advertising it 30 years ago. Is that stuff still around? You said, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Does it work? That sort of, those things work?
An interesting thing in alternative health care, same thing in medicine. There are some things that actually work, besides all of the television or radio or newspaper magazine hype. There's some things that actually seem to produce a good result, and that is one of the original, I don't know, how 4 or 5 decades, maybe even longer than that, that has been around.
Yeah.
And there are, I think it came out of Canada, if I remember right.
It did, yep. It's a Canadian product. Yep.
Yeah. You know, we don't use it. We haven't done anything with it, but there are two major, if I can remember right, two major aspects to it. I think it was sheep sorrel and burdock root. Mm-hmm. And we have a product that's got burdock and a couple of other things in it that I think was done to try to match its effects. But it is known to kill cancer cells, certain kinds of cancer cells. It's just like chemotherapy. Chemotherapy will actually kill about 5 or 6 kinds of cancer. Most of the other kinds of cancer that chemo's used on is totally ineffective. Essiac tea has been known to kill a few kinds of cancer cells. But when one thing begins to be effective for a particular kind of degenerative condition, then it has this mass pan, you know, application that, well, if it worked for that, it must work for this. And then sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, and it gets pushed aside because there may be a few people that used it and it didn't help them any.
All right. In the What's New at DougSteffen.com column, a story about sleep apnea today. It may be more dangerous for women than it is for men. Heart attacks, that sort of thing. Women feeling nauseated, tired, out of sorts. This has been something that's been worked on for a long time, Jack, to come up with this. But this, in general, sleep apnea is a real problem for people. Is it always just with heavy people?
No, but they're more likely to do it because there's more tissue in the throat. You know, if it's just obstructive sleep apnea, it's when the muscles of the throat relax and it starts to cave in a little bit on the air passage. That will interrupt breathing sometimes for as much as a minute. The other
Can
one,
I
the
ask cent- you because Something that's been happening for years, and I have gone to so many doctors, is, and I've been tested for sleep apnea, and it says no, but the second I fall asleep in any position, I cough, and I think it's something going on in my throat area, but no one can figure it out.
Well, I'll tell you, what we've found is one of the major contributing causes to sleep apnea is going to bed with food in your stomach.
Right.
Your liver has two major functions. We've identified over 600 different jobs that the liver performs every second of your life. Enzyme formation and everything else. But the two major areas is, number one, it's either finishing the digestion of some meal that you've eaten, or once the digestive processes are over with, it begins to purify the blood, to cleanse the blood. And as a result, it's going to be doing one or the other. And if you go to sleep with it trying to cleanse the blood, I mean to digest food, there's going to be all these interruptions.
Mm-hmm. The new podcast coming out tomorrow at ForbiddenDoctor.com, Ageless Thyroid, Better Sex, Weight Loss, and Mental Clarity. Check out that and the other products, ForbiddenDoctor.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on Good Day, as our opportunity presents itself to review some of the things that are going on that affect you. Why social media is making your life miserable in a moment. Plus, Michelle Jerson tags me on Facebook. How about them apples? Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, mom and pop. Okay, hold on a second. We talk again. We continue. We'll talk in a moment on Good Day.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with the limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Compose a masterpiece with an 88-key digital piano for just $229. Or start a young one's musical journey with a Toka djembe drum for just $25. Don't miss your chance to make music with savings up to 25% this weekend only at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Know-how. Don't think you need new wiper blades? We've got two words for you. El Nino, which we're pretty sure is Spanish for you need new wiper blades. So head to Napa, where select Proformer wiper blades are as low as $6.29 each. Plus, save up to 50% by mail when you buy a pair. Because you're going to need more than one good wiper blade to weather the weather. That's Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, offer expires 3/31/16.
Not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
55 past the hour on Good Day. Michelle and Doug and Kara and you with a focus now on Apple. Let's start with Apple and move around. But the Apple thing is still number one, it would seem, in conversation about the effects of Internet and technology. Here's Bridget Carey talking about the event that Apple had this week. She thinks it was a repackaging of their old products.
Apple had this big event where they showcase new products, but I wouldn't call them new. I'd call them maybe new-ish because it wasn't that exciting of an event. This was something where Apple took, you know, concepts they've had before and just repackaged them into new, pretty devices. So you have a new iPhone, but it's not the top-of-the-line model that you get in the fall. This is actually the entry-level model. They're calling it the iPhone SE, and it's a souped-up version of the old 5S. They took the body of the 5S, in fact, this thing fits the old cases for the 5S, and just gave it all the goodness of a 6S. So inside it's faster, you get a fingerprint scanner, you get Apple Pay, along with some Siri tricks, and it's not as expensive as the newer model.
Right.
Once again, like I said, this event from Apple wasn't really wowing. We got a new iPad Pro that is the same as kind of like the last one we saw, but now smaller. So I guess smaller is the new trend here.
I think that part of the problem here is how overshadowed the announcement was with the issue of the FBI going after Apple to open up the iPhone. Now, the question came yesterday, who is it that's going to open up? They don't need Apple anymore. Who is it or what is it? So here's a technology expert named Leah Becerra, who says that it's an Israeli company that will help the FBI.
An Israeli newspaper is reporting that Cellebrite, an Israeli mobile forensics company, is the third party that's going to help the FBI break into the San Bernardino shooter's iPhone. Multiple outlets have reached out for comment, but both the Bureau and the forensics firm have declined to do so. Cellebrite's website touts its own data retrieval abilities, writing Cellebrite's range of mobile forensic products enable the bit-for-bit extraction and in-depth decoding and analysis of data from thousands of mobile devices. Even though this company is based in Israel, Recode reports Cellebrite is actually a subsidiary of a publicly traded Japanese firm, and Cellebrite has locations in many countries, including the U.S. John McAfee, who developed McAfee Antivirus, said publicly earlier this year that he would unlock the iPhone so that Apple didn't have to. This is what he told CNBC one day before the rest of us found out Cellebrite might be cracking the phone's encryption.
But I know exactly who it is and what they are doing, and I promise you that Tim Cook and Apple are not going to be happy with the solution that the FBI has come up with.
A California judge's motion requiring Apple to unlock the iPhone in question has been suspended while the FBI explores this third-party option.
Right. So this is all what we have here. Israeli technology experts are among the best in the world. As a matter of fact, I think Israel is the fourth largest producer of technology in the world. So,
absolutely.
Not
a great home of entrepreneurs.
Oh, yeah.
Technology.
That's a trending story at DougStefan.com as well. This Israeli firm reportedly helping the FBI to unlock the killer's phone.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.